Well, so to the Radio 3 lunchtime concert, our final visit this week to the West Cork Chamber Music Festival in Bantry last month. This concert, among other things, a showcase for the Irish violinist Catherine Leonard as an ensemble player in Schubert's Trout Quintet, and here, first of all, Moore, the soloist, in a sonata by the American William Bolcombe. Bolcombe's 70 this year and a man given to crossing the musical tracks, the composer of cabaret songs, piano racks, concertos, operas and symphonies. You might know Moore perhaps as a pianist a few decades ago. He made a handful of really good LPs of Ragtime, Gershwin and other Americana. Well, this Bolcombe violin sonata, his second, is partly the result of violinist Sergio Luca's links with the great jazz fiddler Joe Venuti. Luca was one of the first classically trained violinists to show an interest in jazz styles. And Bolcombe remembers an evening in a pub in New York where he, his wife and Luca were all invited by Joe Venuti to do a few sets with Venuti and his trio. Venuti was then in his 80s, still a fabulous player though. And Bolcombe afterwards had the idea of writing a violin sonata, incorporating a good many of Venuti's tricks of the trade. A couple of months later, sadly, the news came that Joe Venuti had died, so this sonata was dedicated to his memory. Well, four movements here, the last one called In Memory of Joe Venuti, and this first one, Summer Dreams. Violinist Catherine Leonard here with pianist Andrea Ribaudengo. The American William Bolcom's Second Violin Sonata, written in 1978 in memory of the jazz fiddler Joe Venuti. He died while the sonata was on the drawing board. The players there at the West Cork Chamber Music Festival a few weeks ago, violinist Catherine Leonard and pianist Andrea Ribaudengo. That was in fact their second go at the sonata that day. A power cut during their first meant the BBC recording equipment went down, the audience were left in twilight, and the fire alarms went off, but Catherine seemed to take it all in her stride. Second time lucky, she said as they restarted the piece. And she's been busy at the festival this year.
In my case this year, I was playing lots of pieces, many more than before, and lots of smaller, quirky little works like Rossini Sonata for double bass, two violins, cello, and Haydn flute trios, many things. And then some of the bigger works like the Trout and Brahms Sextet and so on. But it does put demands on a variety of styles that you have to show yourself in as well, and some suit one better than the others, you know, so I have my favourites and have a fresh approach, you know.
Irish violinist Catherine Leonard, and here she is now in that performance of the Schubert Trout Quintet you mentioned. Given the popularity of the piece, it's slightly odd to think it was never published during Schubert's lifetime, but then apart from Schubert's so-called Rosamunde String Quartet, none of his chamber pieces were. The quintet's the result of a happy summer break in the Austrian Alps in 1819. It wasn't just the beauty of the lakes and the mountains that inspired him. He found himself among a group of musical friends and admirers, and a piano was moved into his room specially so he could compose. Schubert here uses his song, The Trout, as the basis of the fourth movement, where the fish leaps out of the water in an increasingly elaborate set of variations. Joining Catherine Leonard here, viola player Vladimir Mendelssohn, cellist David Cohen, double bass player Chichi Nwanaku, and pianist Antti Sirala.
Thank you. Thank you.
Schubert's Trout's Quintet, a performance to a packed library in Bantry House in West Cork a few weeks ago. The performers there, violinist Catherine Leonard, viola player Vladimir Mendelssohn, cellist David Cohen, double bass player Chichi Nwanoku, and pianist Antti Sirala.